Welcome back, moat forgers, wall scalers, and castle crashers, to another pot of boiling oil poured over the battlements in this week's saucy tale of Dead Men Roll No Crits. This be your siege strategist, Patrick, here, and joining me in loading up the catapult and destroying defenses are my fellow gate-bursting friends, Jipper, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler. Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hi, Patrick.
Hello.
They're going to pour oil on us?
Gate-bursting? Maybe. I don't know. Do you guys want some more traps? I can trap up this episode.
Guys, I like being shiny.
Let's move hot at, like, half speed so we can, like, look for traps, like, the whole episode.
Move hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. My brain. Well, because I was thinking about hot oil. I don't want hot oil on me.
I just thought that was the expression. Let's move hot.
Let's move hot. I mean, that's always happening.
When I'm moving, I'm always moving hot. Oh, boy. I really sucked the energy out of the podcast with that sentence. Just, did it get cold in here? It felt like a ghost
track.
There's a ghost.
Yeah, oh, geez. For some reason, you could see my breath now on the podcast. We've taken a little holiday break. We're back now, and we're about to take another break because, Tyler, you're about to go right coast. You were left coast, and you're going to take a little trip.
Yep. I'm headed to a different place in the continental United States to see people. And listeners, I tried my best to make sure that we still recorded so I could do a live recording.
I put the kibosh on that. I was like, no, you are not recording from my microphone. Nice try, Tyler.
Oh, can't we do that, please?
I'm so sad. We can
log into Zoom to say hi.
But so yeah, no. Well, I'll be seeing Drew and Rebecca.
Exciting.
And
now I'm just like, I'm just thinking about, like, if you guys did, like, an ABBA where, like, one of you was, like, standing on the microphone facing forward and the other one was, like, 90 degrees looking the other direction on the microphone.
That's what I'm saying. What? Like, that was my dream, and they crushed it. They just shot it in the street and
I think we should record next week, and then you just take Drew's computer, whatever he's recording on, and we'll just record Devin rolling across. We won't do Cosmic.
But he's doing the Morian Nerd at this time. That won't work.
Kick him to a different day.
Nobody listens to
That's even better.
We outnumber that podcast. Like, we've got
these are the things I could do. I could hang out with Rebecca, and then character's not doing anything, I go downstairs, interrupt the Morian Nerd, thing. And then I can come back up. Like, it would be so much fun for me and so inconvenient for everyone else. And I don't understand why. You guys put the kibosh on it.
You know their address. Just show up. They can't stop you. They can't stop it. You guys ready to get back into the pirate adventure? We're so close to the end of book 5 of Skull and Shackles. We've been close for a while, I think, but I don't know. We've been closer more often in this podcast this season than season 4, which definitely was a lot longer, but I'm ready to get back into it if you guys are.
I'm stoked.
I hope so. It's been a minute since we were with these characters, so.
Yeah, it's actually been a couple months, it feels like. But indeed, this episode starts with boats being unloaded, the Tidebreaker kind of slipping into range of one of the only docks on the Isle of Captain Barnabas Harrigan's secret fortress. Arrows from the fortress and perhaps ballista and things kind of pilfer the ship every few seconds, you know, but very indirect fire launched from this elevated fortress. So you're getting shielded as these boats are being loaded off, and Sindara Quinn comes up to you guys and says, "Captain, it's dangerous to raid this fort alone together.
Take this."
Here's a single potion of healing. One potion.
No, she gives him a short sword.
No, there's
a drink it.
there's more than just a lot of you four that want revenge on Harrigan. There's plenty of people on this boat that were press ganged by the man. We can leave a skeleton crew behind on the ship, and I've got 20 sailors that could be ready to break down those walls with you in the boats as fast as you can turn the ship's wheel. They can provide you support on your assault. I guess she is talking not just to Captain Cassius, but we also have Candoso here, Sharga, one of the other shipmates. and of course
Oz.
Osric! Oz
looking a little beat up from the fight with the Kraken.
Yeah, didn't you almost get et?
I believe so. Yes. Wasn't it Candoso that like actually got et though? Someone got et. I don't remember.
I don't think I got
it. No, Candoso turned into a large creature as well.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and
right,
took it right. out. Took out the serpent. That's what I remember.
Yeah, I think literally it was like the turn after getting swallowed, Oz got free.
Ozzy was swallowed.
Yes. Yeah.
I wrote down.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But like it was like literally one turn later it died, so it was okay.
I love that, you know, like I took my turn, I bit, I grabbed Ozzy, I swallowed whole, and then Rebecca is just like,
I'm sorry, Audrey, I was reading swallowed. My notes. I wasn't listening to you.
It's funny that that's how that round was when summarized.
When the notes come out, the world melts away.
Hopefully it's just two words.
I literally can't hear while I'm reading. If I'm reading or writing, I'm probably not listening to you.
Well, I mean, like that. I mean, isn't
that's
that
the pertinent
like,
information, Osric
that, swallowed. That's a thing, though, right? Like, it's like they both use the language center of the brain. It's why you can't really type and talk at the same time. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was a me thing because other people seem to do it much more handily than I can. But
no, it's like
they might say they can, but
yes, they really can't. Like people say that they're good at multitasking. What they mean is that they're good at choosing which task suffers.
No, I think what they mean is they have ADHD. That's what I think I have. I have
ADHD, and I don't claim I can multitask. I'm just like, I just have ADHD. Like, good luck getting something done on time from me.
regular ADHD.
Yeah, no, Cassius approves to have each pirate carry a gunpowder keg and just to run into the fort.
And then throw a big Legolas gear. Throwing arrows down at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just Crenshaw Jack is carrying a barrel of
anybody here play Serious Sam? Like any of the Serious Sam games?
No, is that something that they did there?
Oh my gosh. Like there's an enemy type in Serious Sam that's like they have like these soldiers that don't have heads and they have like their hands have been cut off and replaced with bombs. And they just run at you from impossible distances.
Trying to punch you.
Like they just blow up when they get up to you. So just turn our whole crew into that.
Just sounds like a win-win.
We don't need them later, right? This is the last fight.
Ever. Yeah.
So are you okay taking the majority of the ship's complement to the Isle with you? You know, they would be at risk, but they can also provide you guys with some covering fire. You know, some folks have muskets, gunpowder muskets, others longbows and crossbows and things. They will be much safer if they just huddled in the ship. But yeah,
they've been allowed to do that for almost five books. I mean, the last time they really had to work at something, it's been a long time. So I think it's time to earn their pay.
Okay,
get out there.
Indeed.
The more of them that die, the more money we get.
The more money we get to keep.
So dark.
Give Owlbear a gun.
Training.
Yeah, Owlbear's definitely the one running up with the barrel, the keg of gunpowder.
No, it's a supply barrel. Don't tell him the truth.
Yeah, but I mean, you've seen a little bit of the interior of this map that we are on, but I've gone ahead and revealed kind of the exterior dimensions of the fortress. Of Harrigan's Fortress. This is the base level. It is up on a plateau, maybe 30 or 40 feet up on the cliffside, and getting to the front gates where I have your miniatures over here. But yeah, you can choose to go in whichever way you like. Will expose you to folks firing down from the ramparts. But yeah, there's what looks like a large kind of stockade and pen on the southern side, southwestern side of the fortress, and the main kind of battlements are along the eastern and northern wall. There's a couple of towers, including one right in front of the main gatehouse leading into the entrance, the eastern entrance of the fort. And a couple of other rising spires on the northern side.
I mean, this is Team Flies by Night, right?
So this is, yeah, going through the front door. The infiltration team kind of snuck in through the underground.
Yeah. Well, hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. Knowing typical fortress architecture, would these doorways down here that you said lead into the stockhouse or something ultimately lead into the main fortress?
So those are not doors. What are they exactly?
Oh, those aren't doors.
Okay. Those are the little windows that people shoot out of, typically. They're like archer holes.
Oh,
I think it's open windows of this is a kind of like a barn like setting, it looks like. So it probably is not that would be a way to infiltrate if you were to climb up the cliff face and get inside, but likely you'll come up across some locked doors somewhere, because maybe that's where they keep animals or something along those lines.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. It's like, so if that's the barn, would that lead directly into the fortress, or would it be separated somehow or whatever? But okay.
Yeah. I think if you talk to Adelaita, the pirate whose ship you captured, who worked for Harrigan, she unfortunately doesn't have information about that part of the fortress. She thinks maybe that is perhaps where they drag the pirates that they want to take information out of, and not a place she wanted to go. Yeah, catch my drift.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am okay with the loud and proud front entranceway. I'm also okay with a fly up and land on the battlements sort of way.
What say Candoso? You'd be the, well, I guess multiple people here can fly, but you can straight up sprout dragon wings.
Yeah, I'm down for whatever. I'm just here to party.
I do feel like at this point, if we just sent Dragon Doso and Sharga, everyone else could stay at the ship and we'd probably be fine.
No, I need somebody else to take hits for me.
I do want to note that I can only sprout dragon wings while raging, and I think I can only enter a rage while I'm in active combat. Would I be considered in active combat right now?
When you get close enough, yes, you will be taking indirect fire from the arrows and bolts and things. That would count as combat, yeah. It really depends on how you want to take on the castle. But if you're going in kind of straight away, you can definitely earn the ire of the archers.
I can't fly at all. There's not in no way do I have any means of flight.
Okay.
On that's the fine. Wings, I mean, of love.
Joso and I can go up there.
Split the party.
We want to. Can we carry Ozzy?
Mm-hmm. That's a possibility.
He is small.
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy to put him on my back.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Because I assume the front door is locked. So I think a good thing would be if Candoso can carry Cassius and Sharga can carry Ozzy, we can land up top and try to deal with the archers while the rest of the pirates break the front door.
No ladders required.
Yeah, is that what you want to do?
Let's do it.
Okay. Candoso, do you have a dragon form or some other flight form in you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can turn into a barn swallow.
I got my focus points.
Cassius is hanging on for dear life to this barn swallow.
He's hanging on for dear life, and Candoso's flapping like there's no tomorrow.
Hang on, can we take a TV timeout for a second?
Yeah, what's
TV
up?
TV timeout?
I was trying to ask this question when I heard something screaming out in my backyard. we didn't level these characters up to 16, right?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Okay.
15.
No, also, still. have we healed, I assume?
From the serpent fight, yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a good probably 15 minutes have passed since there, and Sandara can heal you up very well.
Great.
The rest of the complement, yeah, have taken the boats and kind of upturned them on the beach down to the south beneath the fortress, and are setting up to take shots and hopefully kind of cover your ascent to the fortress.
Well, like,
draw some
like
heat.
Walking up with like upside down rowboats over their heads.
That's what I imagine. Yeah,
nice.
Makes pretty good cover. Putting it on its side, you got a good about body's length or so of cover as well. Right.
It's not going to help against cannon fire, unfortunately.
Whoop. Don't see any cannons on the battlements, but the folks that are back on the ship, you know, if you want to give them the signal, they can also open up with some cannon fire. For the most part, these walls are thick enough that they are definitely made to deflect that. But all right, I've got Dragon Doso here.
The best it would do is make it look cool with like holes on the side of the wall.
Is there a reason we're flying to the southern side?
On the southern side? Well, you guys are coming kind of from the south, so.
Oh, I see what you're saying. We're not going up the stairs and then changing course. We're coming from.
I wouldn't recommend it. They'd be able to see you.
Yeah.
You know, very very quickly. But yeah, let's roll in the initiative turn order. I'll let you know what you see when you see it. Pay no attention to this pirate that I've added into the turn order. Oh, he's so piratey.
He represents nothing, and no one should be ignored.
Just the spirit of piratedom.
Don't acknowledge him. It's a piratey account.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. Alrighty. Sharga, how did you... Oh, no. It's a natural one.
I got the natural one out of the way.
Good, good.
That will never happen again.
Okay. So first up in the turn order, perhaps... most appropriately, is Captain Cassius leading the way. What's your fly speed like?
I'm being carried.
By Sharga?
No.
Kandoso.
Kandoso? Oh, is Sharga carrying Ozzy? Did I get that wrong? Okay, sorry. Here we go. Switching up. Boom. There we go.
Bigger creature carries bigger person. Slightly less big creature carries slightly less big person.
Okay, then if Ozzy is also being carried, then I guess we can go down to Dragon Doso. Jabert, what's your fly speed like?
I think 100 feet in this form.
Okay, so you can easily get up and over these battlements where you see heads poking up along the kind of southeastern wall here of the fortress's gates and entrances. Do you want to start off by flying over there and kind of getting a lay of the land?
Yeah, so 120 feet, actually.
Okay, so, yeah, about, you know, 40, 50 of that will be flying kind of upwards up this cliff face, but you still have plenty from where we're starting here, so it's going to reveal a whole bunch of stuff, because you see a bunch of stuff in the courtyard.
Oh, never mind, turn around.
Don't leave us too far in the dust, because I only have 25
feet. Yeah, we got this, don't worry about it. He's got a breath weapon. It's fine.
As long as this troll doesn't have a ranged attack, I think I'm good. But
I love that. It's just like a dragon, just like over the horizon line, just surging upward with Cassius on the back, and then just slowly you see like this kobold head come up and then an orc head just like.
Right. So that is what you see. It looks like on each of the walls, three pirates with, you know, like a huge ballista kind of mounted to the walls, as well as personal sniping weapons amongst them. And in the courtyard, what looks like a giant sea troll of some sort. Big old sea troll. I'm mustering my forces to hold off the invasion. The sea troll seems to be guarding the ground here, but you see, they do have what look like giant javelins. Big old telephone pole looking things.
Javelins.
So that's just one action. That is what you see. What would you like to do for your second action?
Let's see.
Free action, drop Cassius.
Free and drop the captain. Because I gotta focus on... let's see.
Want to get dropped outside the fortress?
No, just drop me right. I assume he's flying over this area. He could fly by, drop me, whatever.
Oh, no, I'm not dropping you yet. You hang in there, buddy.
Hanging in there.
Because, we're going to want some of the other party members up here first.
Did you want to hold your turn, Cassius, until after his turn?
I mean, if you want to shoot with your gun, I mean, if you just start blasting, that sounds good too, but...
Yeah, I'll happily start blasting if you get close to anybody.
Yeah. I mean, so we're pretty close now, right?
To the southern wall, yeah, you're, you know, within 30, 40 feet of these guys.
Okay.
You got to get some surprises for them.
I'm going to use a breath weapon on this guy. Bah! On these three. Bah!
Shooting some lightning.
a lightning weapon. Let's see.
Yeah, they're on a very thin, you know, like 5 foot wide strip of the parapet. So indeed, they are very easily lined up.
Okay. All right.
What's the reflex DC we're looking for?
36 is the DC.
Ruh-roh, Raggy. So a critical fail, a fail, and a success. So okay. I think probably in that order of closest to you, that first guy is getting the most charge, and then the second, and then the third.
Dissipated by the third. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So we're looking at rolling me some dice. Why is everything different now?
I ask that question like almost daily when I look in the mirror.
Why is it that every day it doesn't seem like anything changes, but when you look back, everything changed?
That's how it. Yep. Here's some damage.
Oh. Oh, gosh.
9 damage.
Mm, 98 so, on a critical fail.
98 on a critical fail.
That guy's bloodied immediately.
Then 49 and 30 or 24.
Got it. Oh, a massive bolt of lightning rips out. Not good. Not great. Cassius, do you want to take your turn? You're still in the dragon's claws.
Yeah. Am I close enough to jump down?
I mean, that's really up to Candosa. Did you want to fly right up? You are above the battlements here, so you could potentially drop down there with a move action if you'd like. You had to get up over the walls in order to get a good line of sight on these guys for sure. What are you thinking, Tyler? You're just rushing in like a madman?
Yeah, like a madman.
I'm down with this plan. It's worked for 5 books
on the podcast. Yes, a reckless disregard for life has always been a successful gambit in my experience. Also, because that's just, you know, he's a swashbuckler. It's what they're supposed to do. They swash.
Oh, those buckles are going to get swashed, all right. All right. So, yeah, first action. You're jumping down on the battlements. Whee. What do you want to do next?
The one closest...
Just got fried by a lot of electricity, yeah.
Just got fried? All right, well, he's also going to get shot.
Oh, great.
I don't want to, you know, I hate to assume that they're having a bad day, but they might be having a bad day. Does a 31?
It does hit, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's very...
18 very bludgeoning.
Shocking, I know. 18, okay. They're still alive.
And third action... And last action, wait a second.
Wait a second.
I'm going to try to Bon Mott the troll in Aquin and see if it works.
Oh, okay. Look at you. You just saw this thing and you're like, you ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you both so dumb and stupid that even the sea spits you back up?
Oh,
and Kendoso 41 to your will DC, I believe.
Doesn't seem to understand your language, but do they have to speak Aquin in order for this to go off?
Yes. An effect with this trait depends on language comprehension. A linguistic effect that targets a creature works only if the target understands the language you are using.
Sorry, maybe I gave you some inkling that they spoke Aquin in a previous episode or the last episode where you fought them, but...
It's a sea troll. It's a safe assumption, right?
Yeah, behind the scenes, I'm wondering if Brinesting, my rapier that hates aquatic things, would affect the troll. But, and so I was like, well, if there's a good chance if it speaks Aquin, it has the aquatic subtype or something like along those lines.
I don't think these exist in Pathfinder 2nd edition. So I'm using an equivalent troll. But in Pathfinder 1st edition, the Scrag Savages were barbarian aquatic giants.
Oh.
I don't think like troll was, yeah, they're humanoids, obviously. I don't think troll is a type. Giant and aquatic, so I think your sword would work, but I don't know if Cassius would know that yet, but that'll be your turn, and if we're waiting on Sharga to run up that hill, then I'm gonna get some pirates attacking.
Sharga and Ozzy are fashionably late to the party.
Yeah, it's not your turn yet, sorry. I'm taking my turn first.
Oh.
Yes.
He said that you were still running up that hill.
You're still running up that hill. Unless Ozzy wants to take his turn before you get up there, you can, but you don't really have a good line of sight on anything from where you're at.
Well, so. Once we finish running up this hill, we'll be running up that building.
Go run up that building. Gonna kill some pilots. These guys, what are they in the book? I think they're cold.
That's what that song was about, right? Killing pirates? Pretty sure.
Almost positive. I'm going to go ahead. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me look up the lyrics. Clack, 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 clack.
These are
absolutely exactly what it says.
Song these are listed as smugglers. Smugglers. This one moves up and draws a weapon on Cassius Vell. There's just small stairs leading up to the top of the wall that you are on. Is going to make some bastard sword swings in your direction.
Okay. Knock yourself out.
What is your armor class?
30. What? I need to get better armor. 35?
Oh, it doesn't seem like you need to get better armor. That is a miss on a 10 on the dice.
All right.
Second attack. Let's roll a lot better than that. Natural 20. That's a lot better. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay.
Oh, wow. Is this an attack on Tyler?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Critical hit here. So let's roll some damage. Okay, first hit here.
Almost max damage.
50 points of slashing damage.
You're not supposed to get a captain's crit on your own players.
What?
Captainly crit.
It's not a cosmic crit, right?
No, it's pirate crits.
Why is it captain crit?
Pirate crit.
Because it's got alliteration.
And then unfortunately, as scary as Cassius is with his pistol, a lot of range attacks are going to Dragon Doso, Jabert.
No!
They are not as good with their bows, but the ballista, I guess it would be the same for the ballista. Let me just roll 5 first attacks from this guy's. What's Dragon Doso's AC?
Always gotta calculate it. 1 plus level, so 37, I guess? 36?
37. Okay, 36. I've got a couple hits here. I'll do my second round of firing, see if I get any 20s. And then probably the third as well. I don't even think that 19 is going to hit. They're just peppering you with a whole bunch of shots that bounce right off your armored hide. See here.
Can't say I liked how well you rolled all those.
Oh, this damage is so good. Well, it doesn't matter if I roll 19s and 20s and they miss.
It's still scary.
The first shot that, you know, penetrates scale is 17 points of piercing damage from a huge ballista bolt. Like someone fired a roll of wrapping paper. Oh, a dangerous roll of wrapping paper at you. And then the second one was almost a captainly crit damage. 20 points of piercing damage. I rolled 3 sixes on 4d6. That's all their shots.
So sorry, you said 20 and how much?
17. It's the first
17,
one. 17. Okay. 20. Okay. And the scrag down here in the yard is going to pick up a javelin and hook it in your direction. And I've rolled really low, so probably don't got to worry about that. Nope. Yay. He's going to move. He's going to start climbing up the battlements himself. Climbing up the battlements. Guessing I have a good climb. Okay, so he's only able to make it up here on his round, still out of range of Cassius, as we get to Sharga's turn. Up to Sharga, what is your fly speed?
25.
Okay, so you'd, I think, with your turn, just be able to get up here next to a Cassius Vell along the battlements, Karin and Ozzy.
Do I have to go that direction?
No, where else are you thinking?
I was going to come up right here.
Yeah, so
sort of next to Kendoso, but still flying, hovering in the air.
Okay, that'd take a couple of actions to get there.
Would it?
Yeah, because you're flying up and then kind of over. Mm. And you're, you know, if you want to get above the water, it will take all three actions. Flying up takes a little bit more than just kind of side to side. What are you thinking of doing?
Well, I was going to go up here and then use my rage breath, my dragon breath, to do a line of acid and hit to these guys, although maybe we that partying. Would anger the people from the north that don't seem to care about us yet. Do they care?
People from the north? The Northlanders? We talk about
Northlanders? Are no. they like threatening us right now?
Yeah, they shot at Gandoso.
Oh, okay.
Who's
okay.
flying above the battlements as well.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, so I was thinking if I could get up here, but Rage Breath is a two action ability, so that's not gonna work.
Yeah.
So what's the best I can do? And
well, to get up to where Cassius was with that speed, the dragon did it in one move action. It would take you three to get up to Cassius and drop off Ozzy up here along the battlement. So it will be your entire turn.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't have much option, so. Well, you should okay. you shouldn't kill dragons. You should become dragons because okay. apparently they fly very, very well. Very, very well.
Some also, of them do anyway.
Also, don't roll one on initiative. I'm so sorry, Rebecca. Ozzy, you're flown upon the battlements here. What would you like to do with your turn?
Well, hop off. No mm-hmm. offense, but I would like to hop off.
Yeah.
Does that take an action? Movement, no. probably.
No, she kind of, you know, takes you up. I imagine she's kind of carrying you. So as part of her landing on the battlement, she can land you.
Oh, okay. I stand up and fling you off my back.
I don't
oh
think
my gosh.
I don't think you'd be able to really like ride on her shoulders while she's flying.
Probably not, no. But please don't fling me.
she shakes you off like a dog after a rain. It's just like she's got fleas. It's
worse somehow, I think.
Yeah, that
flinging
seems,
was more.
That seems worse. Speaking of flinging, let's see. What do we got here? This fellow who's climbing up, he looks...
very messed up.
Bloodied.
Yes, he's got a bullet hole. He's huge scorch marks from Dragon Doso.
Do I have line of sight to him?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of cover from where you're standing behind Cassius. But imagine you're not...
Well, this doesn't have an attack roll.
Yeah, I imagine that's not going to matter if you're casting some sort of spell action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to fling some magic.
Yeah, magic flinging.
So that's going to be a reflex DC 34.
13 on the dice. That is a fail. 34 is a fail.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So just 37 fire damage. just like flings fire from his spent wand at this guy.
Goes up in flames, falls off with a Wilhelm scream. Obviously.
Excellent. Good, good, good.
But there's like a cart with some hay underneath that catches him as he falls. He goes, ah! Good Wilhelm
yeah.
scream.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the hay lights
cardboard
on fire.
Boxes.
Yeah, for some reason, that's just where they store them, right underneath the battlements.
Right.
Third action?
Third action, I'm going to draw the rapier so I can have that ready for next turn.
Rapier.
And that's it.
Dragon Doso, we're back to you.
Oh, boy. All right, let's see. Oh, I forgot. I need to recharge my breath weapon, don't I? Yeah, sell me. Let me roll that.
Oh, looks like charred pirates back on the menu, boy. That's
right. We both rolled that D4. Like, when can I do my thing again?
Grilled pirates.
These two that are still alive from your last blast are still exactly where they were, standing on the battlement. So,
yeah. Let's see. Are they let me try to get some lines here so I can sort of get a line there to catch three of them.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to go against the other side of the northern side.
Did you hop down?
He did.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep, you are free to move about the battlements.
All right. You got it. Right. I'm going to move over, flap, 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 right over this way, and then make sure I got my line.
Here I go blasting again.
Yeah, and so I'm going to shoot through the gentleman who
saved last time. Ooh, but his is the first roll. That is
again.
That is a success, but then the two guys in the back, I guess not expecting the lightning to travel this far. You definitely have the range because it's like 60 foot or...
It's 80 foot, yeah, 80
foot. Gosh. So. Yeah, those guys critically fail.
Oh, boy. Let's see what we get. 53. Ooh.
Oh gosh, bloodied immediately.
106 to each of those two. And
it's gonna be a short episode, folks.
And your boy in the front, he's doing great. He takes 26.
this guy really knows how to fight a dragon.
I think if you asked him, he would probably tell you he's not doing great.
Well, he's not bloodied yet. He's not bloodied yet. Is the optimal?
Yeah, I think if this guy survives, we'll call him Dragon Surviving.
Yeah, technically this
we call him Hiccup.
The closest one to you that saved technically would have a reflex bonus because of cover, but the other ones are they're on the backside. They are exposed, so it makes sense. Exposed, yeah.
We're gonna call you Dragon Survivor Darius.
Okay.
My name's Joe.
You're Darius.
Not anymore.
Dead Darius. Cassius, we're back to you then.
I would like to run, jump towards the troll, rolling acrobatics to try and roll through its space to tumble behind on the other side and then shoot it.
Well, that's you're a madman. Definitely getting panache if you pull this off. That's against the fortitude DC.
The acrobatics is against reflex DC.
Well, that's a lot easier. So go right ahead.
42.
Yes, critical success there. Doesn't do anything, but you look much cooler doing it, perhaps.
Do I need to roll athletics for the jump?
You will not. It's a 5-foot jump, so that's no problem. Okay. So jumping from one wall to the next here, you will accrue an attack of opportunity.
Oh, no.
Moving through.
That's fine.
He's going to try to swipe at you with, what did I give him?
Wait, I guess you get an attack of opportunity if you're tumbling?
Just claws. Well, he's running first.
I see.
Past his squash. Oh, two on the dice. This episode is just designed to make you guys look cool, apparently.
Yeah. Hold on, I just want to make sure.
Badness.
Is it... Hold on. I got to look up a rule.
Yeah, it'll take two actions.
Foe within you critically fails a strike against you. That is not a critical fail, though.
That is a critical fail. Two on the dice.
Is it?
Yeah. We'll take a couple actions to jump over and then tumble through his space. So, what do you get on the critical fail?
Opportune riposte.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
I get to make a strike. You take advantage of an opening from your enemy's fumbled attack. I did not know this. You either make a melee strike against the triggering foe or attempt to disarm it of the weapon it used for the strike. I'm just going to make a melee strike.
Claws.
38.
That is a hit.
Also, don't you need to make 13 consecutive disarm checks to actually disarm someone in this game?
Yeah, you have to loosen its grip. And
one critical success is all you need, but...
Yep. All right, 17. Oh,
easier said than done for us, Patrick.
17 damage.
Lost my headset there. That was wild. Okay. Since you've already... And then... hold a second.
You have a third action.
I'm going to try to shoot you.
It's a little rude, but okay.
I'm going to try to shoot the trolley thingy. And I'm going to reroll this. And I'm going to reroll this as this if this misses.
Okay.
Because maybe Cassius quips as he's shooting. Try to catch this big man. And he fires.
Catch my clock.
Wah. Please let me be cool. Let me be cool.
Wah.
I'm going to have to reroll.
Three on the dice.
I think I gotta re-roll that. Gotta re-roll.
Yeah. It's very hard to do worse than three on the dice, so.
Let me be cool. Eight on the dice. 36.
Better. It's not a crit. It is a hit, though.
That's fine. That's fine. This is my... I love saying this. This is my big rock bullet.
Oh, boy.
A big rock bullet is a piece of ammunition that, when fired... transforms into a giant rock.
What they used to kill Jimmy Flintstone.
Yeah.
You hear what they did to old Jimmy? They got him with a big rock bullet. Don't know what bedrock he's buried in.
And the nice thing about it is you take the...
This is the most One Piece thing that you've ever pulled out of your gun. You're shooting just a giant transforming rock.
Just a giant rock. So you take 20 points of damage normally, plus an additional 8d6, which I have rolled fairly average on, but it's an additional 24 points of damage.
So 44?
So 44 altogether.
I don't like that. He's got those cartoon birds around his head after you bonk him with that bullet. Okay. He's still doing okay, right? Yeah, he's still doing all right.
Does that mean he's flat-footed?
I don't know.
No. Is he?
Maybe a little dazed. Dazed for half an action. Okay, that will take us to the pirate's turn, to the troll who's now got Cassius right where he wants him. He's going to try and bite you. No. Claw you. What is he going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, well, first of all, he's going to regenerate some health. That's what he's going to do.
Not allowed.
No one's stopped him.
Oh, sorry. That was a big flaming rock. Forgot to mention that.
It's a living.
You've got to claim it before it hits. Sorry.
Actually, he's got an ability that I'm going to use. I'm using stats for a troll king here. And one of his abilities, I don't think I used last week, was Unstoppable Charge. He's going to charge forward towards Sharga in a straight line, just kind of stepping over this gap here, but makes a swipe against Cassius as he goes.
Hold on, do I get an attack of opportunity because he moved more than 10 feet?
Not how they work. He's moving right up to you. straight to you. You don't have a reach.
Stride doesn't trigger that?
Striding past or through threatened squares, but not into one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, the part of this is he can make potentially three attacks here, but they have to be against different targets. So first claw is going to go to Cassius, then a claw to Ozzy, then going to bite Sharga. Cassius, claw, 7 on the dice. I think it's a miss, yep. And claw, number 2, to Ozzy. 10 on the dice. Oh, what's Ozzy's armor class? Well, that's probably a miss, too.
35.
This is agile. Oh, I got that going for me. No, that is a miss. Let's roll a natural 20 on a bite attack.
Let's not.
A 5. He missed all 3. Okay. Let's take some more shots, probably at the dragon. I'm sorry, Jabert, but you're putting out a lot of damage line next turn. Here.
I mean, I am the dragon.
I mean, a ballista is kind of an anti-dragon weapon, right?
A lot like, of okay.
Build up for.
Okay, Joe. So we've got 3 hits on the first round, and like I said, I think these other attacks need to be 20s, just 2 hits. Nope, 20s. So, do some damage. 6. First one is kind of a glancing blow, 11 points of piercing damage. The second, 16. Can get another good one? No. 11, 16, and 12. Dragon Doso, I'm sure, doing pretty well, but you've got 3 big old bolts, ballista bolts, in your hide.
Ooh, yeah.
Can you pull a Draco and like catch one and act like it hit you in the heart?
And
oh no,
yeah, can I grab it and snap it in half with my jaws? And
yeah, of course,
cool? Yeah,
free action, look cool,
yeah,
look very cool, Sharga. That's gonna take us to your turn. You got a big old troll in your face,
yeah. It's nice that they moved right up to me instead of me having to move to them. I should have
just attacked Cassius. I was like, this ability looks cool, I get to attack everybody.
Well, Sharga was going to have a really tough decision to make. Of whether to help Candoso or help her beloved captain. But now that decision has been made for her, so she's all good. Perfect.
Yeah, sorry, Jabert. You have to take care of 6 pirates by yourself now.
I am going to help him out, though. I am going to use Terrifying Howl to attempt to demoralize anyone within 30 feet of me. So that would
that'll hit a couple pirates.
Pirates as well. Yeah. So at least there's that.
Do I got to make, it's an intimidation check against Will DC?
Right.
Yes.
So okay. Cassius is frightened?
No, not Cassius. Not you. Just the enemy.
So, these are critical. It's a critical success against these folks. So frightened 2. Nice. That's a condition. We'll add this in. They are shaking in their boots as Sharga lets loose a blood-curdling battle roar. What would you like to do with your second action?
All 3 of them failed.
Critically failed, yes.
Awesome. Okay.
You critically succeeded. They don't get a save. You're going against their will DC, so that's their worst.
Okay. Cool. I am going to strike with my great axe against the... What did we decide he was? Not a troll.
Scrag. Scrag Barbarian.
Oh, boy. 40 to hit.
Critical success after he's been kowtowed here.
I told you that natural one on my initiative was not wasted.
That's what Rebecca likes to see, a natty one to start the day.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so that is that 88 slashing damage?
No, acid.
Oh, I could do acid.
Oh, that's important, yeah.
Please do acid.
Let's do acid damage.
Yeah.
And then on top of that...
Ouch.
Oh, nobody's next to this guy, so...
Sorry.
I tried to get on the other side of him for you, but then he ran away.
All right, still not bloodied after all of that.
All right, I've got one more action since I didn't have to move. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, gosh, I forgot to do my rage roll. Hold on.
Okay, we'll take this roll here because that is a hit still.
It is a hit? Okay. So the damage is, I just re-rolled it. So 43.
That is going to bloody him.
And keep it up!
And turns off his regeneration, which is probably the most important thing because he heals 30 hit points per turn if he
does. Wow, my whole shot, huh? I looked cool and he was like, yeah, bro, that's not going to do it.
Well, you got the riposte damage in there as well.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Ozzy, we are on to you. What would you like to do? You got the big guy who made a swipe for you. You got the folks on the battlements. They're listed in the AP as smugglers. Smuggler pirates.
They sure look smug. I'll be here all week.
I'm going to use Esoteric Lore to try and figure out what I know about this creature.
The Scrag.
Oh, that's a bad roll.
Scrag, that is still enough with even unspecific lore to know about the Scrags. Indeed, they are aquatic, giant kin, and as such, probably speak giant. But what would you like to know about them? Does this give you something specific? I forget.
What I can do with this one is I can learn its highest weakness.
Weakness to fire. Weakness 10 fire.
Wow, really?
Burn, baby, burn.
Huh, okay.
You dry up their scales and it cracks them and turns them to stone? I don't know.
That's funny because I got this wand right here.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I forgot you just burnt somebody.
Yeah. So, like, upon learning that it's fire, he's ready to reach into his bag of tricks. And let's just fling some fire. Less powerful fire than normal, but, we'll do it.
Will that triggers an attack of opportunity?
Activate. That's fine.
I'm asking. That does, correct? But can this be... I don't think this can be disrupted, though, like a spell.
Probably not, but let me double check and see what kind of action it is.
I'm just going to roll a miss, so you probably don't got to worry about it. Yeah, 5 on the dice.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. The way my rolls have been going.
It is a manipulate action, which I think is that what triggers it?
It does provoke, but it does not hit.
Okay, got it. I was just making sure I understood. Okay, so attack. That's a reflex save.
Okay, at a minus...
DC 34.
Minus 1 now, because they took a turn. Mm-hmm. Reflex. Ooh.
Oh, you jerk.
Ooh, 19 on the dice. There's my good roll. What's the DC?
34.
That is still just a success, so he's taking damage.
Half
plus 10, so...
I rolled very good on my D4s.
Not a single one.
No, not a single one amongst them. That'd be 32.
So 16 plus 10, 26 points of damage. Okay. He's still up after that. What would you like to do with your third action?
That takes 2 actions.
Yeah.
The one thing takes 2 actions.
Right. So what do you have a third
esoteric
action? You looked up. Lore. Sorry, Tyler. I'm slowing up, Chuck. That brings us back to Dragon Doso. Don't you dare roll a D4, Jabert. You go and
D4, Jabert.
No more lightning.
Let's see. Maybe I was just going to eat you. I got to look up a rule real quick.
That's what they say about you. You're a dirty rule looker. Yeah. Rule looker-upper.
I don't remember what.
Between turns, Oz has this wand of his that he's trying to get the more fire to come out of. He's like rolling it and blowing on it like...
Papa needs a new burnt scrag.
No, I
Patrick,
imagine
are they no longer demoralized?
They, on their turn, the frightened goes down by one. Oh, wait, no, they haven't taken
their turn.
She just took her turn, yeah.
That's a good point. I think because I got my attack of opportunity and I thought that was her turn. Still, minus two.
I actually like to think that Oz just pulls out like a butane compressed thing and just pops it in the bottom of the wand.
Literally, or he just, it's like, I have a flaming wand, and it's like doesn't catch on fire, so he takes out a lighter and like sets the wand on fire.
You've heard of wands of burning. This is just a burning wand. What are you looking up? Anything I can help with?
I'm looking up. I kind of want to push the guy who keeps dodging my attacks off the battlements.
That's a special action called shove. You're looking for shove under athletics.
So I would need to fly over and then land, and then
you can do it all flying.
You have to push. You push him away from you. I guess I could like hover there.
You can push through the battlements, yeah, or over the battlements. Okay. That's no problem. I think this will be very funny. So
if you're above someone and you shove them down, they take damage for the movement that they would have done.
Looney Tunes style, they go into the ground.
Okay, let's see. So for this, let's see. What's my bonus here?
Just an attack, melee attack. Athletics, sorry. It's your athletics section. 28.
So we'll see. Is that different from my... different from Candoso's? Oh, it's very different from Candoso's. Yeah. All right.
Oh, critical success.
All right. Push him 10 feet.
With that, you can push him backwards over the battlement so he falls down the hill and, you know, it started getting peppered by the pirates down below. Now he's out of cover.
Take care of him, boys.
He will take a little bit of damage from that. Next action, third action.
Third action.
There's another pirate nearby here that can reach.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess I'll bite a pirate.
Classic.
Or unless I want to use an agile weapon. I might want to use an agile. Yeah, I'll use
all a right. Claw weapon. So what count as your second attack? That is correct. Claw attack.
Yeah, that'll be also plus 28.
Candoso uses slash.
Critical hit.
It's super effective.
42. All right. Okay. So that's some of these, some of those. And we just roll it and then multiply it. Is that how we do it? Or do we roll twice?
You do however you want to do it, buddy.
I'm going to roll twice. You know what? I'm going to roll twice just because I like having lots of numbers.
Yeah. I've always rolled twice myself. I enjoy that as well.
Well, I think we do it the other way in the macro, maybe. But I forget. If you were just rolling dice, you could do... the way
this it just kind of depends on how the macro decides to set itself up.
Is this 50 points of 50 slashing
points of slashing damage?
Okay. Ooh. Easy math here. He is bloodied from your previous lightning blast and then this claw. That is going to take us to Cassius Vell.
Cassius sees what Candoso did and thinks, that's a good idea. And I'm going to run and try to drop kick one of these other pirates off the battlements.
Do it!
Over here, the north side?
Yeah, I think that's probably the
sweet
smartest
chin
one.
Music, sweet chin music!
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so just starts stomping on the ground.
Yeah, oh, God!
The north side of the wall here is beneath a tower, so maybe there's some, like, tapestries hanging off the side of it, some flags being flown you can kind of swing upon.
Yeah, I'll run and grab it and then push off and then just try to do a...
Let's see if you're as...
Flynn Rider-esque kick in the face.
Are you as athletic as a giant dragon? Let's see what the dice say. You are not. So critical fail on the shove. You lose your balance, fall, and land prone. We're going to put you right here in the dirt.
Oh, no.
Oh no, Patrick! You have to take into account momentum. I think I'm gone.
Oh no, you fall into the courtyard for sure. If you're trying to hit him there.
Well, I should be tumbling down the ravine over on this side of the map.
No, not enough to go over the battlements here, but you can try to.
While lying on the ground, Cassius is like, well, that didn't work. And then I just I just point my gun up and shoot one of them.
First, you can, if you want to make your reflex save. No. Yeah, a reflex save as a reaction to try to grab an edge to...
Where was that less just than the a damage. Minute ago? Yeah. Okay. A 42.
So this is a critical success. You grab a suitable handhold to catch yourself, but you still take damage from the distance fallen, but you treat it as if it were 30 feet shorter. So that's actually all the damage. You're only about 30 okay. feet up on the wall here, so...
So maybe I was swinging from the tapestry, missed the guy, hit the battlement, just like slammed right into the battlement. Now I'm just kind of hanging on to the tapestry, flailing.
Yeah, you can still shoot up at these guys.
Sweet, I'll do so.
Yeah, they can shoot down at you.
Oh, don't do that. Your melee attacks. Where was some
critical hit?
That's a critical hit.
Snatching victory from the jaws of defeat. Cassius here.
Oh, yeah, that's enough to kill this guy.
21 plus 31 is 52, and 4 is 56.
Yep, that is a dead pirate. He falls down on you down there.
You slam into the wall, fall down. The guy's like, ha, 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 and then you shoot him dead.
Yeah, never look down at the man wielding the gun when he's below you.
We are taking some shots down at Cassius Fell.
Well, I technically get a cover bonus because he is laying on top of me.
the bolts can pierce right through his body. That is, you're technically not prone because you didn't take damage from the fall, so you land on your feet. How do you make critically failing look so cool, Tyler?
I mean, it's not me. It's the swashbuckler class.
It's a talent.
The only way this works.
Okay. And what is your armor class again?
35.
Okay. Well, these are misses. Let's do some more and roll natural 20 at some point tonight. Yeah.
I've already done so against me, so it's someone else's turn.
Even a natural 19 on this third attack is going to be a miss. There's a single... smuggler that has a shot on a dragon doso, so I'm gonna make all three attacks kind of shooting in your direction. Six on the first one, 17 on the second. These are three misses, bouncing right off your armor.
Just aerial, like weaving like a boxer midair.
I need like a 17 on the first stack anyway, because he's at a minus two. The troll has got Sharga in front of him, is going to first. He's going to do something similar. He's going to let off a primordial roar. Can all of you make a will save? Everybody.
I can roll a will save.
Thank you, Becca. Four on the dice.
Yeah, is this a mental spell or effect?
It is not. Well, no, it is mental, but it is not a spell.
Or effect?
It's a fear effect.
So it's a mental effect?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a feat for that.
Hmm.
It says, you don't believe in any mental twaddle, and you're certainly not afraid of it, so I can counteract it.
What's your ability?
Hold on. Attempting a counteract check using your intimidation modifier with a counteract level of half your level rounded up.
Oh boy, this sounds complicated. What's the ability called?
It's called Skeptic's Defense.
When Rebecca was reading that, it sounded the way your tone of voice was like you were reading a foreign language. You're like, this is...
Yeah.
Like, if I just, like, slid some Italian over to you, I feel like that's how you would read it.
Yeah. So, this is a mental effect, so go ahead and roll whatever it is you just said.
I think it's intimidation.
Using your intimidation monitor with a counteract.
Oh, no. I'm going to use my hero point on that.
Very, very valid.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's so much better.
If you succeed, ignore the triggering effect. Yeah, so if the source of effect would be counterintuitive. So this doesn't affect your allies because it does look like we've got successes from everyone else. A success is still a frightened one as the condition.
Oh, wait, so 31 is a success?
Yep, just.
Aha! I have a thing too.
Oh, right.
And 44 is not a critical success?
Third.
Where I ignore it because of my ability.
You ignore it, yeah, so don't worry about that.
Okay, great.
Ignored it on critical success, though?
Do who ignore it?
Anyone who just got a success.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just like a pretty standard fear.
Okay.
Inducing. Did you get a...
Yeah, I have a...
Good.
Critical,
yeah. Yep, and you're immune to it for 10 minutes.
Mine is Dragon Presence. As a member of Dragon Kind... I project unflappable confidence. When I roll a success on a saving throw against a fear effect, I get a critical success instead.
So this is only affecting Cassius down on the ground.
Wait, Patrick.
None of the dragon
folks
get... Did
you read the end of this ability? So it says, if the source of the effect you successfully counteracted, which I did, understands your language and has an intelligence modifier of -3 or higher, that creature becomes stupefied for one round.
I don't know what language you're talking, but these guys, they are not that dumb, but I don't think you speak their language. This is
language. Does intimidating glare change that? Because that means I can use intimidation with just a look.
This is not an intimidation check. This is just attempting counteract using your intimidation modifier. Don't you try to mince words with me. It's not getting stupefied for one round. Not when it's going to live half a round.
All right.
The funny thing about dragon presence, which is a kobold ancestry thing, is that it says if you roll a success on a throw against a fear effect, you get a critical success instead. If you roll a failure, it's a critical failure instead. So it's a sink or swim sort of thing.
Meanwhile, Cassius is on the ground going, spooky! I don't want to be over there.
I've got just a single hit against Sharga with a big old bite. Melee bite attack. So I'm going to roll some damage here. Pretty low damage. 23 points of piercing damage, and a second claw attack misses, and that's going to take us to Sharga's turn.
And this Scrag bites.
Yeah, Scrag doesn't bite well enough. You need them high digis.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. How much damage?
23.
Okay.
Alrighty, what would you like to do to this big old beefy troll?
I will just stay where I am and strike at him. 31 to hit.
31's a hit.
That's good. That's 38 acid damage.
Still up. Second attack.
40 to hit.
That is a crit, and it is dead.
Woo!
From that damage. Because it had 22 left. All right, so he's down. There's still one pirate or smuggler on the battlements about 20 feet away from you. But what would you like to do with your third action?
With my third action, I will... Wait. Oh, are they all dead that you just moved?
Yeah. Moving bodies off the field of battle. We've
I'm
got
gonna run
three
as
smugglers.
Far as I or run slash fly across as far as I can to try to rescue Cassius because I'm worried about him.
Ozzy, on to you, Seth.
Well, Oz is kind of swirling his wand around and then it catches a light again. He can use his boosted wand again.
Okay.
The one that is directly to the northeast on the southern battlements. I'm gonna fling some magic at him. He needs to make a reflex save. DC 34. You jerk.
34. 18.
Hiccup is unstoppable.
A success. A single success here.
Bah. Hiccup's down the hill.
Oh, no. Did you throw? Oh, that's right.
He's gone.
I forgot.
I don't think he's dead, but he's getting, you know, firebombed by like 20 pirates.
He's on his way. He's on his way to dead. So yeah, that'll be 38 halves.
Odd.
So 19.
Still a lot of damage. Okay.
It's not bad.
He's not dead yet.
And I will go ahead and move up on him on the battlements with my rapier out and pointing it at him.
Candoso, Dragon Doso, we're back to you.
Ozzy kind of seems like he's got this guy's number. And the captain is laying down.
Technically, he didn't. He didn't go.
Quite tired from all this springing, jumping business.
Well, I will. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go help El Capitan on a move 10 feet up. I'm just gonna go ahead and land and land on the battlements and trundle on up to these two here pirates, and I'm gonna throw a bite at the one that's directly menacing El Capitan, and that's gonna be.
Oh,
33 to hit.
That is a hit. A hit. Oh. They're not getting any cover bonus because you're, you know, that's on true. The opposite side of the wall that has all the cover. You're inside the courtyard here. So, but just a hit on attack. This one's...
The dragon is inside the courtyard?
Yeah, I mean, the defensive has failed. I was really hoping he'd go through the main gates. That's where all the good traps and
all the good stuff
angles are to shoot at you.
Where the oil was going to be dumped on us.
That is 18 piercing plus 1 electricity.
Oh, wow. Brutal.
Still alive.
This is a static charge.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, just a little zip zap. Like he's rubbing his feet on carpet.
He's looking really hurt. This is the one that critically failed your dragon's blast earlier. So
I think I'm just going to try to shove him off with my tail. Try it.
Well, this fall will definitely kill him.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Apologies, sir.
I'll leave my regards. Sure. Oh, no.
No.
Hey, that's... You know what?
Oh,
hero point. I want this guy going off the edge.
4 won't do it, and a 2 definitely won't do it.
Oh, no.
25. Do I go prone?
It's not a critical fail, no. No. Okay, Cassius, we're on to you. The dragon's here. Dragon's helping. You got a couple.
What are these muggles. Pirates wielding on the battlements here?
Well, they have ballista that they've turned around and are firing in on you. But you see, they also have what looks like short bows. And
can Cassius spin swords. Around? And since there was one has been skillfully removed from their ballista, can Cassius spin around and grab that one and point it at a pirate and?
Well, you fucked.
Reported at one of the smugglers and shoot him.
You fell down in the courtyard, so if you had a way to climb up the walls here, that would be an athletics check to climb up. But yeah.
I have a lot of movement right now. I believe. Yeah, I have 50 feet of movement, so I can scramble up.
Okay, a success on a athletics check. We'll do 5. It. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so you can get right in line with them, right next to these guys. Take up the ballista.
All right.
Range attack.
Yes, and I'm going to make this a part of a finisher.
Okay.
So we'll just ignore the damage, but I'm just going to roll my normal pistol range.
Mm-hmm. Critical hit.
16 on the dice. Yeah, I think that's going to be a critical hit.
Yeah, you're doing this one point blank right next to you.
Yeah, so what is the ballista? 46,
but yeah, he's dying no matter what here. So on the crit hit.
Just roll it. I want to see it.
You've impaled him. You basically just shoved the ballista into his back. And with that, he'll Wilhelm scream and fall into the courtyard.
So that is 40. Wow. 43, 44, 45, 46, 47. About 70 points of damage.
Okay. Well, you have 15 hit points left. Are you feel good about yourself? Feel real good.
Does it shoot him off the edge of the battlement?
I mean, yeah, no. He does that thing like in a 90s action movies where he gets hit by a bullet and like John Woo flies 20 feet backwards. But this one actually has a mass, this ballista, so that makes sense.
Cassius taps on it. I need to give me one of these. This model, whatever this one is.
This is like a repeating kind of, bolt loaded thing.
Okay, that's why they're shooting them 3 times a turn. I'm like, what the hell kind of ballista is this?
Oh, yeah, automatic weapons, baby.
When we're done here, we're just like wheeling them down to the ship. It's like, we're installing these.
These are ours. These are ours now. We own these. Yeah. Yeah, I think that will be all your actions, though. Climbing up, grabbing this thing.
I can accept that.
This pirate here. The smuggler on the north side here is going to shoot down at Dragon Doso. Shooting him up. Shooting him down. You're still... Oh, no. Are you 36 now? Wait, no. You didn't get frightened. Get this off. Are you 37, Soldier Burt? AC?
I'm sorry. I apologize. What was that?
What's your AC?
It is 36. 21 plus our level.
Okay. 36. So, a hit.
Ooh.
For 13 piercing, this one on Ozzy is going to bring out his sword and make a couple of sword swipes with a single hit. First hit. Have I hit with these guys? Yes, just once.
Yeah, you crit me with a bastard sword. You did 50 points of damage. I didn't like it.
This is a goody amount of damage as well. 28 points of damage, Ozzy, as this guy. This guy's fighting you. he's fighting you, all right. That is going to be his... Wait, does frightened affect damage as well?
I think it does, actually. Let's check that.
Because he's still frightened one. Oh, frightened. It's all DCs and checks, so no. Okay, that will take us to Sharga's turn.
All right, Sharga, seeing that Kendoso, you know, I trust a dragon to take care of that other guy, I'm going to fly down and try to help out Ozzy with the last remaining smuggler, and I'm going to strike with my great axe. We'll see how it goes.
Help Ozzy, aka this kill with critical hits. He had 24 hit points left, so he's very much dead. That would have been such a cool win for Ozzy, but sorry. Third action, Rebecca. You gotta go steal the last smuggler. How dare you win these combats?
Didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I'm gonna shamefully go back to my previous position. I feel bad about myself.
Lee's position to go to kill the one on the south goes back.
Seth, your turn.
It goes back to corner to think about what she's done.
Well, I rolled my wand d4 again. That was a one, so we're back in business.
Oh,
guy needs to make a reflex save.
Can I rock three reflexes in a row?
Please don't.
It's a good.
I hate it.
It's a good. What's the DC?
That's 34.
Success.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, take this.
Yeah.
32. Yeah, 16 damage. Fire damage.
Yeah. Moving that. That's the first damage this one's taken, so you've got some.
Oh, really? Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
Brush fire. Smuggler.
Let's see. Is this worth it? Probably not.
What?
I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to use the dragon bone arrowhead I have connected to my rapier, and I'm just going to throw it at him.
Yeah. This is an attack roll, yeah?
Yes. I actually have to roll an attack with this one. It has a thrown 20 feet weapon trait, so I think it's outside one range increment.
All right, -2. -2, yes.
Yeah, -2, I think is right.
Thankfully, I'm already using dexterity to attack with this one, so I don't need to adjust my attack roll at all.
Okay. Yeah.
34?
That's a hit.
23 piercing.
Okay.
So Oz just throws his rapier, it hits it, and then turns around and goes back to his hand.
Can do so. We got one smuggler left here in the front line defenses of Fort Harrigan. You're right beneath him. What would you like to do?
It's the third round.
Oh, no.
Reflex save.
Wasn't good at these before. Oh, three on the dice. Critical fail.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen Goku Kamehameha just like a butterfly?
I mean, it's a point blank electricity dragon blast. Let's see what the damage says. This could be it.
Let's see. Eight. So I guess I'll just right, yeah, because this works differently. We just do the 46 times 2 is 92.
Could have been so cool, but that is a low roll for this.
Oh, that's cool. I'll just bite him as my
thing. I was about to say he's still up, man. You have one action left.
35?
Yeah.
Let's see, where'd I put that?
He has 9 hit points left, so he's dead. You get a quick swipe in before you can see that he didn't die to your lightning right, blast. Exactly. All right, we are out of combat, and indeed, the fort's entrance. She be yours.
Yar, the fart.
I guess you haven't opened up the main entrance to let other pirates in, but you guys have successfully infiltrated the fortress, and there's... You see on the inside of the wall, there's stairs leading up. There's like an inner building here. And the pen, kind of the barn area to the southeast, the directions that you can go from here onwards. But where you head, where you're looking next week, will that be a tale for another time here on Dead Men Roll No Crits? We'll see.
Yar.
We'll see which path you take, which way you go. That'll be it for this week, guys. Yeah,
we're going to head straight to the larder.
Lar. The pirate's favorite pantry type. Things with multiple R's in it. Thank you guys for playing with me.
Oh, thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
We're gonna stop throwing a ton of small bad guys at you. We're just gonna, from here on out, it's just gonna be one big bad guy. make me feel good.
giant giants and big old worms.
That's all. No, 16 does not hit the AC. Right, freebie captains, Patreon pirates, listeners, one and all, thank you for listening, and we will catch you on the next week's episode of Dead Men Roll No Crits.
Yarg.
Come on.
Yarg.
Sipoing.
Keep on yargin.
Pirates.
All right.
I meet real pirates.
Patrick, I've never seen you roll like over 30 D20s without some kind of 20 being in there. That was ridiculous.
That sucked.